The WIAA Individual Wrestling Championships will go on down at the Kohl Center in Madison this upcoming weekend. Medford is in Division II. They will be represented at 132 pounds by Dane Higgins, at 138 pounds by Andy Petzl, at 145 pounds by Zeke Sigmund, and at 220 pounds by Jake Rowell. The state-bound wrestlers are my guest. We're going to begin with the only senior in the group. That's Andy Petzl. And Andy, as I understand it, this is your first trip to state.
That's correct.
So that feels pretty good then, right? Senior year and you finally broke on through, yes?
Yeah, it's a bit of a load off.
So let me ask about, at the section, when you found out you were going to stay, what was that like?
I don't know. It was just kind of a relief for one, but I mean, I kind of looked over at Mom and the coaches and just had a smile. It was just a happy moment.
It really is a nice way to cap off your entire career, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been something we've been working to for a while, so.
Give me an area where you think you've improved the most this year, where you're just simply a better wrestler.
I just think I had to improve on my feet, and I feel like I have made leaps and bounds on there. So
for those who are unaware, describe what you're talking about when you're talking about better footwork.
I've just kind of crisped up my shots, just better where I faulted, stuff like that, just improved all around.
But it's been a work in progress.
Yeah, 3 years.
And it has paid off because you've punched your trip to state. What about the kids at school? What's been the reaction around school last week?
Everybody was happy, giving us congratulations and all that, and then they're asking about what we think we're going to do. So,
well, let me ask you about that, because it's your first trip down. When they introduce, representing Medford, Andy Petzl, what do you think that's going to be like?
It'll be a different experience. Hopefully it's pretty similar to the bi-state, so I'm not too thrown off at all.
Is it nerves until the competition begins and then it kind of goes away, or is it still always kind of butterflies?
I don't know. I know at sectionals before my first match was really bad, and then after that I got in my groove and trusted myself, and that's just how it goes.
Andy Petzl, first trip to state representing Medford. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
Next up, Dane Higgins. And Dane, this is, correct me, your third trip to state?
Correct.
How was this sectional different for you when you found out you were going for state than the other two times?
Well, I mean, knowing that I went down my first 2 years, I mean, I kind of went into the tournament knowing, like, I have to go, and it was just a big kind of relief when I made the finals, and I just knew I was going.
So you felt a lot of pressure?
Yes, but I knew it wasn't done from there, and I just had to keep going.
So what do you think this is going to be like down there at state this third time around?
I think I'm definitely going to be more comfortable down there than I was the first 2 years, because I've been there, I've seen that, I've got all the nerves out the first 2 years. I think it'll be a lot more smooth this year.
Is it intimidating atmosphere? Because I've never seen it in person, but I've seen it on the internet, and there's mats all over the place, and it seems like it's really crazy, really hard to focus down there.
Well, not really focus, because like once you get in your groove, you just always focus. Like nothing else even matters but that one match. But it's definitely intimidating for maybe like newcomers, and I mean I was definitely intimidated my first 2 years down there. It's a big tournament.
Give me an area where you've made the most improvement this season.
I'd say kind of like knowing my body more, just like knowing how to move people around and just get to the small details to get to like the bigger, you know, like you got to set up your shots, just moving them around before you take the shot. And I think I kind of improved all around this year.
What do you think it's going to be like this time around when they introduce representing Medford, Dane Higgins? What do you think that's going to be like down there?
Well, it's definitely a cool experience because I've experienced it before, and I think it's just going to be just like any other match. You know, Dane Higgins, just go out there, wrestle your match. It's no different than any other tournament.
Well, congratulations and best of luck at state.
Thank you.
Next up, Jake Rowell. All right, this is your second trip to state, yes?
Yep.
So when you started this season, the return trip to state was a major goal, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, you've achieved it.
Thank you.
What was that like at the sectional when you found out you had punched your ticket to state?
Losing in the semifinals match kind of was rough because it's your wrestle back is kind of what determines it. So I had to wrestle back, and I knew that my third place match would be a tougher match. And then I kind of just thought to myself, you can't hold back on what moves you're going to do and what you're going to do out on the mat. So I just kind of went all for it. And then once I scored those last 9 points on him on back points, I was just like, you know, it feels good. It's a relief to know that the work you put in all season is paying off.
We've seen in other sports, in wrestling too, can you get momentum? You just have kind of momentum, things just start going your way,
yeah,
all of a sudden?
It's a snowball effect. It kind of just, once it starts going, it can't stop. You just keep gaining.
So now, where have you made the most improvement this season?
Definitely on my feet. I just, like, I don't know, the last 2 years I just haven't been confident with taking shots and even getting in on shots and finishing them. And then I've worked on it a lot this year, just being confident, just moving the guy around, trying to score the first point, and then also on top, just kind of keeping the guy on the mat, being able to work moves and get back points and just insurance points in case something were to happen where he'd score.
What's it been like around school?
Craziness. Just, you get teachers and stuff saying congratulations. You get students. You get just, I mean, even going to the stores and stuff, you get people that are just always, you know, telling you good job or just they're cheering for you. It's a good community to be in when you make it.
You're down there at State at the Kohl Center, and they announce representing Medford, Jake Rao. What do you think that's going to be like?
I think, I don't know, I feel like once you step on the mat, it kind of, the nerves go away, but it's the whole thing building up. So walking through the tunnel, going out to your mat, getting assigned your mat, who you're going to wrestle, and just everything like that, it's just, as soon as you step on the mat, there's nothing else that matters.
Once again, Medford's Jake Rao on his way to State. Next up, Zeke Sigmund. Zeke, your second time at State.
Yep.
Yes? So what was that like for you at the sectional when you found out, I'm on my way?
When I realized I was on my way, it was a relief because making it your sophomore year, it puts a lot of pressure on you. Got to make it your next 2 years.
Oh, so you got goal for next year set up already.
Might as well.
Give me an area where you've made the most improvement this season.
Probably on top. My hips have gotten a lot better, and I've been able to ride out more people than I used to.
Is that a matter of technique, or is it get in the weight room, get stronger? Is it a combination of all that kind of stuff?
It's a combination, and your speed, and just, yeah.
So what do you think this trip to State is going to be like as opposed to last year?
I don't think it's going to be as nerve-wracking, because last year when I made it and stepped on the mat, I was like, holy cow, this is big. But after being there, I think my nerves will be a little more calm, and I'll be a little more confident with doing more moves and stuff.
Have you helped out Andy here, who has not been to State? Have you guys kind of helped him out to tell him, don't freak out, everything will be cool, yeah?
Yeah, just trying, kind of helping him, talking to him a little bit, like, it's going to be fine. Just try to keep your nerves down and focus on what you got ahead of you.
And how about you? When they introduce representing Medford High School, here's Zeke Sigmund. What do you think?
Well, let's go get it, you know?
Is the first match the hardest? Does it get easier after that?
Yes and no. After your first match, you're like, all right, I was down there. Nerves are set a little bit, and you're more focused.
All right. Once again, Zeke Sigmund, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
Once again, my guests have been Medford State-bound wrestlers Dane Higgins, Andy Petzl, Zeke Sigmund, and Jake Rao. They will compete down at the Kohl Center in Madison this upcoming weekend in Division II. And, of course, we wish them best of luck.